When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If even half of the super popular veterans, valiant babyfaces, or game-changing horsewomen mentioned here are able to reach their goals and write one more wonderful chapter into the book that is their career, 2024 will no doubt go down in history as yet another memorable year for the biggest wrestling promotion in the game. So fingers crossed, eh? Because I am Gareth, this is What Culture Wrestling, and here are the WWE wrestlers who must finish their story in 2024. Sheamus. The Celtic warrior Sheamus boasts one of the most stacked trophy cabinets in the business at time of recording. On top of producing a number of bangers over the last few years, the big Irish ass kicker has picked up numerous world championships, won Royal Rumbles, Money in the Bank ladder matches, been a King of the Ring, and lifted just about every title there is to win in WWE. All except the Intercontinental Championship strap that's currently sitting on the unstoppable Gunther's shoulder. It did look like the charismatic brawling brute was on the cusp of finally finishing his WWE Grand Slam story and toppling the Ring General at Clash at the Castle in 2022. But Shamey wasn't quite able to get the job done during that instant classic and failed to bring the belt home again in another highly physical masterclass at WrestleMania 39, this time with additional Drew. He's since disappeared from TV to deal with a shoulder injury in the wake of locking up with Edge in his last WWE match in August 2023. But should Sheamus make his return in the not-too-distant future, you better believe the WWE veteran will make it his mission to finally conquer the man who he felt already tapped to him in October of 2022. I mean, he did tap, we all saw it. CM Punk. While CM Punk definitely won't be finishing his WrestleMania main event story this year thanks to another torn triceps, the best in the world could still complete another before 2024 reaches its end. The Punker has already made it clear that he isn't the biggest fan of current World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins, and the pair's explosive promo battle in December 2023 looked to be setting the stage for one hell of a show of shows war. And even though that particular event won't be boasting a Punk vs. Rollins epic this year, that's not to say the two couldn't pick up where they left off a few months down the line, when the voice of the voiceless is fully healed up. A SummerSlam blockbuster between the two, if Punk is back to 100% by then, could bring that thrilling chapter in the CM Punk WWE comeback story to an end. And should Drew McIntyre seize that title before Punk gets a chance to smash his knee into Seth's face, you could potentially finish this pair of bitter enemies story too, as the former WWE champion looks to exact revenge on the cruel Scottish warrior who stole his WrestleMania dream at the 2024 Royal Rumble. Either way, one of Punk's stories will probably be gloriously finished in 2024. John Cena. Similarly to the mighty Sheamus, there's not an awful lot John Cena has left to achieve inside of a WWE ring. You name it, he's pretty much done it, hasn't he? One thing he is actually still yet to do, however, is immortalize himself as the bloke with the most world championship reigns of all time. At time of recording, the face that runs the place holds an impressive record of being a 16-time world champion, famously defeating the likes of Randy Orton, Edge, JBL, Batista, The Rock, and more to draw level with Ric Flair as the man with the most reigns of all time. Admittedly, the chances of WWE booking the legend to return and break that prestigious record at a show not called WrestleMania are slim. And it's doubtful this in-demand actor even has the time to pop back in the company for another extended run like he did last summer. But if both parties are somehow able to figure something out though, and the Hollywood star is given the chance to tell one last awesome tale that kicks off with him completing his record-breaking world title story, perhaps Cena lifts that crucial final championship at SummerSlam or Survivor Series in 2024 before dropping it in his potential potential retirement bout at next year's The Show of Shows. If there's even a small chance of making more history, WWE will slash must surely take it, right? But who do you think should be John Cena's final ever opponent? I want to know in the comment section down below, baby. DIY. They may have very much completed their once thrilling saga down in NXT, but there is still one chapter of the long-running DIY story that has not been finished on WWE programming. Despite both men being on the roster for a grand total of 8 years, the pals turned enemies turned pals again have never lifted doubles gold together on the main roster. So you have to imagine a Triple H, who evidently still adores the two former NXT champions, will do whatever it takes to add an undisputed WWE tag team championship reign to both men's resumes over the next year. After a bit of a slow start, the pair are now gradually beginning to get Raw fans on side through their consistently strong in-ring displays and comical backstage interactions with Awesome Truth. Perhaps this will all lead to a summer title feud between the units too, assuming one of them successfully dethrones the Judgment Day soon. And from there, you could possibly even chuck out one final beat between Gargano and Ciampa when they inevitably implode again, giving the pair the chance to finish their story properly and hopefully erase the memories of that performance-centered dud of a climax in April 2020. Yep, I do not want to relive that. Damian Priest. Time is very much running out for the Judgment Day's muscle, Damian Priest, to conclude his story. Senor Money in the Bank has held that guaranteed world championship shot since last year's titular PLE in London, meaning he's currently got just under 4 months to turn that briefcase into a wonderful career-defining moment. Priest, and perhaps more specifically WWE, have clearly just been waiting for exactly the right moment to shock the world with an unexpected cash-in. And it's not impossible to imagine a scenario where the big lad suddenly sprints down to the ring post World Heavyweight Championship battle at WrestleMania XL and ruins either Seth Rollins or Drew McIntyre's weekend. Maybe this particular story isn't destined to have a happy ending though, and Priest's pals end up unintentionally getting in the way during said inevitable cash-in, costing him the opportunity to add his first ever WWE World title to his CV. From here, another long-term story could also enter its long-awaited final phase too. After spending much of the last year squabbling and showing signs of tension within their ranks, Priest's failure to bring home the belt could be the final straw and the catalyst for an Archer of Infamy babyface turn before he finally collides with Finn Balor and the rest of the Black and Purple squad. Put simply, a few of Priest's stories will likely be finished in 2024.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre's fairy tale story looked to be reaching a magnificent end on the road to WrestleMania 36. After being anointed as WWE's chosen one, struggling to fulfill his potential, being released and tearing up the independent scene, before finally stepping back into the world of sports entertainment, the white-hot Scottish warrior won the Royal Rumble and set his sights on slaying a beast inside of a packed stadium. Sadly, that last part never came to pass due to the the pandemic shutting down the planet. And the Brits' big moment ultimately went down in front of nobody within the PC. Fast forward 4 years, and after getting oh so close to winning the big one in front of a United Kingdom crowd, and trying and failing to topple the likes of Bobby Lashley, Big E and Seth Rollins with a world title on the line, McIntyre's golden live crowd moment is now within reach. The desperate former WWE champion, who as of recording is actually still yet to sign a new deal with the company, has easily been the most compelling character on the roster over the last 6 months, and seems destined to be finally rewarded in front of a capacity crowd in Philadelphia. There may have been a few unexpected twists and turns along the way, but the story of a chosen one returning to lift a world title in front of tens of thousands will surely be finished in 2024. Cheers for watching this video today, folks. Hit that subscribe button down below for more What Culture in your day. Sami Zayn. The story of Sami Zayn is one of the ultimate underdog, an underestimated performer who refuses to stay down and will continue to fight until he's eventually beat the odds. And right when it looked like this one-time honorary ooze was about to finally go from underdog contender to undisputed WWE Universal Champion, the Bloodline ruined his big night in Montreal at Elimination Chamber 2023. A heartwarming WrestleMania 39 Night 1 main event victory alongside old pal Kevin Owens would follow, thankfully, but as of this moment, Zayn still hasn't been able to finish a world title story he's been trying to conclude ever since putting pen to paper on a WWE deal all those years ago. Yet. After starting the year on something of a losing streak, the former NXT champion appears to now be slowly finding his form, as he looks to prove to the fans that they didn't believe in him for nothing all these years. All of those narrow defeats to Drew McIntyre can't have been a coincidence, right? And if the angry Scotsman does finish his own story at WrestleMania XL, you have to imagine a driven Zayn will be right there looking to haluva kick his way to that elusive first ever WWE World Championship in 2024. He's already a winner in the eyes of those who sing his name, but Zayn clearly feels his rocky story will only be finished when he gets his hands on a top title, and it'd be that much sweeter if Drew is the man he defeats to get it. Liv Morgan. This former SmackDown Women's Champion has returned to WWE programming with a bit of a chip on her shoulder. And it's not hard to see why, really. Back in July 2023, Women's World Champion Rhea Ripley brutally destroyed Liv Morgan a week on from attacking and ultimately costing herself and Raquel Rodriguez Women's Tag Team Championship gold. That vicious attack on Liv was a storyline way of writing the star off TV for a few months while she recovered from a real-life shoulder injury. But now that Morgan's back in the mix on Monday Night Raw, the star has already made it clear that she intends to get her revenge on the Eradicator sooner rather than later. In storyline, were it not for Rhea, both Raquel and Liv could still be enjoying a dominant reign as tag champions, and Morgan wouldn't have lost 6 months of her in-ring career. She's got every right to be a little bit annoyed at this moment in time. Her revenge tour is already well underway on the Red Show, and it'd be safe to assume that she'll soon be turning her attention back to finishing her Ripley redemption story once and for all, after she's done with the likes of Becky Lynch and Nia Jax. Bayley. A return to being one of the most sympathetic babyfaces on the entire WWE roster has been a long time coming for this particular horsewoman. From the moment she arrived back on the scene alongside her new Damage Control buddies at SummerSlam 2022, fans were begging to cheer on the returning Bayley. But WWE had other ideas, and instead opted to continually force a villainous role model down folks' throats for the next year or so. Now though, after watching her pals slowly turn their backs on their one-time leader in the lead-up to the 2024 Royal Rumble, the winner of the women's 30-person bout is set to throw down with her former friend and current women's champion Io Sky at WrestleMania XL. The culmination of a multi-year tale of allies turned bitter enemies, Bayley's quest to take down the monstrous faction she originally created is one of the most intriguing and potentially rewarding stories on show coming into this year's Show of Shows. The odds are well and truly stacked against the former hugger at present, of course, but you still wouldn't bet against Bayley rediscovering her underdog fire on the grandest stage, and finishing her Damage Control story by recapturing the gold as the hero fans have wanted her to be since 2022. Chad Gable. Along with another rather adored babyface who we will get to, don't worry, Chad Gable has been the most vocal person on the WWE roster when it comes to completing his own personal wrestling story. You see, back in September, this plucky Olympic hero came agonizingly close to being the man who finally defeated the dominant Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. Instead of lifting that strap in front of his family that night, though, the Ring General made Gable's children shed tears in the front row at the sight of their daddy being brutalized. It was horrific, and that did not sit well with the Alpha Academy coach. Not one bit. Gable has since made no secret of his desire to get closure and finish that Gunther story for both himself and his family in the near future. Whether he achieves that at this year's WrestleMania remains to be seen, but one thing is for sure, this passionate hero evidently will not stop until he's cut down this cruel bully, because it just means more. And finally, Cody Rhodes. He just has to, right? A year on from one of the most shocking and baffling main event conclusions in WrestleMania history, Cody Rhodes is back once again to finish the story his father started long before he was born. And though the return of the Great One looks to have derailed those dreams of the American Nightmare getting the chance to avenge the most painful loss of his career, the people refuse to sit back and watch Rhodes miss out on this second opportunity to achieve greatness. Rhodes vs. Reigns 2 is on, and it's a Night 2 main event that simply must conclude with the moving visual of Rhodes standing tall over the Tribal Chief as his bloodline continues to crumble. It's the most satisfying conclusion WWE can book right now, and one that opens up countless exciting possibilities for the future. You can still do Rock vs. Roman next year, and even plant seeds for that eventual epic during this final chapter of Cody's story. With Rhodes then going on to become a fighting WWE champion his father could be proud of. It brings a tear to your eye, dammit. It also just makes sense, and feels like too perfect a moment with a capital M for even WWE to fumble. So do the right thing, Levesque. Please.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.